Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here live at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. I think it's stopped raining finally, hopefully. But this place is humming with a lot of folks right now nervously making pitches and answering questions about their business. And somebody who has lived through it is my next guest, Ashley Richardson. And she was with cohort number one with Totem. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be back.
So cohort one, you were the original cohort here with the Main Street Fund. So you were kind of breaking uncharted territory. How was it for you to go through this and feeling, I guess, the nerves and butterflies that these folks are feeling right now?
I mean, I would say I can't imagine how they feel, but I definitely can. It is, I mean, your nerves are up, but your adrenaline is up too. And like, you just want to make sure that your idea and your pitch gets across how you intended it to, and just, you know, like, captivate the audience. So, I mean, I think that that's how I went into it last year. And I know that from the pitches that I've seen thus far, it's like they're doing a really awesome job.
Well, tell us about Totem.
Yeah, so we're an AI brand company. So we actually brand small businesses for your social media content. So we create 8 pieces of content each month for $15 a month. And the idea came to me because I was entrepreneur myself and I needed marketing help. And I think that, you know, it's 2021, about to be 2022. Let's step into the future and let's have technology really help you out and do the work for you, you know?
So it's that simple?
It's
I just pay
simple.
$15 and you're 8 posts a month, every couple days something's posting?
Yep. Yeah. So really we get to know you. We get to know your aesthetic through a brand survey. So it's like, 8 questions asking you about like your color preferences, what shapes you like, your personality of you and your brand, and your target audience. And from there, I created an algorithm that, you know, we piece together your content, and honestly, our customers love it. We've had the same customers for over 2 years now.
Wow.
And they've really been patient with us because we're doing the algorithm by hand. So
now, does it work primarily for like solopreneurs, creatives, like artists, like, or is it for corporate enterprise level? Like, who's the right fit for you?
Ideally, solopreneurs, and you know, entrepreneurs that are just trying to get out there, you know, like maybe they have full-time jobs and they're doing entrepreneurship on the side and they really want to have a fair chance of scaling their company.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to focus on the small guys because I feel like, you know, like branding shouldn't be $5,000, but it is, you know? And so, but if I can, you know, fill that gap between that information and expertise of branding and design and make it accessible to small business owners to be able to have a fair chance at marketing their companies, that's something I'm really passionate about. So,
now walk me through how it works. Like say I'm a solopreneur and maybe I want to be a singer. Right?
Yeah.
That's somebody that this could work for?
Yeah. Yeah. Of
right?
course. So you go on and you say, maybe your company is Lee's
singing.
Tunes.
Lee Sings.
And so you go to totem.so, you type in Lee Sings, and we say, Lee, you know, how are you feeling today? And you say, you know, actually, I'm feeling a bit anxious about my company. And we're like, well, why? Well, I don't think that I have all the information that I need about my target audience. So then we get into, all right, well, what about your target audience? You know, what other competitors could you see yourself like? Like, do you see yourself
like Adele.
As like a Adele?
Adele's my
Adele.
Biggest competitor.
Okay, okay, so you know what? I'm not mad at you. So we look at Adele's target audience and we say, okay, this demographic, she appeals to maybe 15 to 35-year-olds, maybe primarily on the West Coast. Maybe their lifestyles are, you know, like maybe more fast-paced. And so from there, we can kind of pinpoint the aesthetic preferences and what appeals to that target audience. So then we'll walk you through and say, like, what's your favorite color? You know, what's your shape? What really speaks to you? Leasings, you know? So from there, we go ahead and our algorithm automates and puts together 8 pieces of content that you can go ahead and post on your social media, so that not only do you have that consistent branding, but you have, you know, content to advertise each
month. Now, does it automatically just post, or do I have to now take that and then post it myself in the platform?
Not yet, not yet. So, yeah, you do have to post it yourself. As of now.
So you just, like, send it to me.
Yeah, well, you can log on to your account and just download it straight from the account. Yeah,
and then it just appears, and then so I do this every month, every week, every day.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, we use your same brand survey every month to curate your content, but we also have ability to, you know, if you want to customize content that month, or you want to provide the messaging, or you want to provide the direction, you can also just send us an email, and we'll do that directly for you.
So, like, if I'm creating content myself and I'm like, oh, here's a video of me doing this, I'm here, do I add that to my portal and then you use that as well?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's kind of collaborative.
Exactly. I want to keep it as collaborative as possible, especially in the early days, because I think that it's important to guide our product based off of customer needs. So if you want your video in there, okay, we'll put your video in there.
Make it work.
We'll make it work.
So what do you need more of right now?
Money. I guess that's every entrepreneur, but definitely in the tech space, I feel like because AI is kind of niche amongst developers, it takes for a special person to be able to come on and figure out how to tinker and scale. So we've been right now, I've been outsourcing kind of trying to figure out different scrappy ways to put it together, but definitely that funding and, you know, talent, always.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
So now, how did you leverage kind of your experience with Main Street to where you are today?
Definitely Main Street gave us a lot of resources and connections. And also the funding helped us, because I'm a full-time entrepreneur, so it helped my runway. I was able to basically live, do entrepreneurship full time, completely dive into testing and, you know, like, you know, getting meetings with advisors and figuring out how I can scale by leveraging the resources that Georgia State really gave me, you know, and they gave me so much knowledge. So I took the time to really, like, apply that knowledge. So Georgia State has been a big component in our success so far.
So now, when you say Georgia State, are you saying kind of these kind of events like this? Are you saying the network, the teachers, the professors, you know, the entrepreneurs in residence that you might have worked with, or all of the above? Or is
I would
some
say
of
all
each?
Of the above, but in different ways, you know.
Right.
This program definitely gave me the confidence to go out and pitch. We won like 3 pitch competitions after
Now
Main
this is a new job. It's just pitching.
You know,
people
what?
Hire you to pitch.
And I'm confident. I'm like, look, I'm a Panther, and I know what
I
I'm doing.
I can make this happen.
Right? So, yeah, and, you know, just being able to showcase and doing our first, like, marketplace table setup and stuff like that, that's experience that is amazing, that has let me to go and advertise to other entrepreneurs and go attend other events and stuff. So, and then mentors, like, I still have MK as a mentor. Like, I can call him anytime and he'll be willing to help me. Like, he's very passionate about entrepreneurship. Also, like, my professors that I had when I was at Georgia State, like Ken Mathis, Isabel Munn Lewis, they were some of my first, like, entrepreneurship professors, because I was like the baby of the program. So yeah, like, I fully believe in the people that believe in you really shape your perspective of yourself in the early days.
I mean, they believe in you sometimes more than you do at that
exactly
time.
Exactly. And so I take that very seriously, because a lot of people, you know, I mean, you don't have to, but right. You know, so
but that's, I think, one of the kind of the powers of being an entrepreneur is that you feel an obligation to give back. And that's part of your DNA because right. so many people helped you get to where you are. You feel like you have to do this to help others.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why, you know, that's why I'm here today. And I feel like even just watching the pitches, I just want to help the entrepreneurs.
Right. You're
and
rooting
see
so
can,
hard, right?
You know? But yeah, it's, I look at my Georgia State family as my support system.
So if somebody wants to learn more about Totem or connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can email me at ashley@mytotem.co, or you could go to our website, which is totem.so, T-O-T-E-M.so.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lee. Good to see you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.